Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rick Haro joins us, our sports business and legal insider on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. So what is this a story you're telling me, Carver High, that Mr. Haro's going to Africa?
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some people that I can actually beat in golf, and I can't do it here, so I got to go over there. Gary Player's folks have been nice enough to kind of plan a trip for me. I'm doing a little safari, a little Cape Town, Johannesburg, and be back on the 2nd. So I'll miss you. Will you miss me?
What a great experience, though, to go to South Africa and play with our buddy Gary Player, who you've got on my radio show before many times over the years.
Yeah, remember that? We used to do that, too. And apparently there's a course called Leopard Creek that I'm playing on Tuesday, where if you can hook it around the giraffes on a par 5, you can get on the green.
That's, I believe that. He's one of the great philanthropists of the world. He's got quite a charity.
Yeah, and he's, you know, really respected beyond just for his golfing experiences. He is in South Africa. He's treated as a king, and you know, he was a proponent of equal race relations in South Africa back when it was not politically acceptable to do so. So kudos to Gary, and he's a great friend, and his family, and Mark Player, and it's really kind of fun to do. He's looking forward to it.
So the Capitals are Stanley Cup champs, beating Vegas in 5 games. Happy thoughts generated by the Caps win is going to be great for the region, and EverFi is a part of that.
Yeah, so they did a big deal with Ovechkin into the public school system as well. And that's a big deal because the Caps now stand for charity and everybody knows it. The parade was amazing. I'm here in D.C. today and they're still talking about it. But even more important than that, the revenue from the 31st team for Vegas was higher and the salary cap is going to go up $2 or $3 million a year because of that. But Vegas was not just any 31st team. It was incredible what they did. But it's two good stories. It's a great feel-good about Vegas and even better about the Caps this year.
So Oracle sold 10,000 NBA championship gear items in the first hour after their final sweep. That was the worst thing I've ever seen in sports.
It was might have been even worse than the worst thing you ever saw in sports, but not for Golden State. And so their parade happened, Washington's parade happened. Probably good for those two cities over the two sports, but here we go again, right, with LeBron James and the next 2 weeks where they kind of define the future of the league. You and I both remember, as Miami folks, what happened with LeBron years ago and the decision. Well, the decision won't happen again. If when he chooses something, he'll do it with a little more dignity. But here we go again with the entire balance of power with the NBA shifting over the next couple of weeks, depending on where LeBron goes.
So heavyweight contenders expected to shine at the U.S. Open in Shinnecock Hills, but only a couple are standing after day one. DJ, I would say Stenson and Justin Rose and Carver High's pick, Charlie Hoffman, are the only ones that I can see, maybe Jim Furyk, in terms of a big name that people would get excited about. I guess Patrick Reed's not far off. What do you think of the start of the Open?
Well, I was there yesterday to watch the practice round. It was also the worst traffic in the history of the world, by the way. And to get out of there, I kind of did it the right way. But today was incredible. Leaving this morning, the wind was 20 miles an hour. It got even more. And obviously Tiger and McIlroy and Phil Spieth didn't get the memo. I find it ironic that people were saying, well, you know, Tiger's still in and he's only 9 back. Yeah, but they're all cooked. And the interesting thing about that was that conditions were brutal, but you can see the body language. People don't like bogeys, and even though guys, if you consider it 75 as maybe even par, and they could have psychologically said that was the way it worked, these guys are not used to having +8, +9, +10 next to their name.
Well, it's not going to get any easier, is it? Isn't it the U.S. Open for a reason? And I'm assuming that Saturday and Sunday that the greens will be even harder to putt on and the pin locations even harder. Isn't, like, Thursday supposed to be the easiest day? Like, what's going to happen the rest of this tournament besides a bunch of frankly, crybabies. They do this every year, start complaining about the hard golf course at the U.S. Open. I've never seen anything like it. It's unbelievable how they cry when they're not 20 under.
Yes, and I think people are tired of it. I don't really want to hear that somebody is putting badly in a game where, you know, the purse is nearly $2 million for first place and $30 million total. And the fact that these are really significant celebrities who happen to have pluses next to their name, that's not the point. The point is it's a damn hard golf course, but it's supposed to be fun. And Masters is for 8, 9, 10, 12 under. So is the PGA Championship. But the U.S. Open is supposed to be 2, 3, 4 over. And by the way, remember Carnoustie, what it was, 12, 13 years ago, no more, when Sergio Garcia, that was his first professional round, and he was supposed to be the superstar, and he shot an 89 and he started crying. And so here we go again. We've got two really difficult major courses back-to-back.
How about Justify winning the Triple Crown? The betting was heavy, $79 million, a 68% gain on the handle from last year, but it was not as good as the American Ferrella Faro Triple Crown year.
Well, the American Ferrella Faro Triple Crown in 2015 changed the industry because now a second Triple Crown, been there, done that. You know, you and I both agree the most important thing that's happening next in the next 48 weeks before the next Derby is gambling. Where are the states going to allow it? Who's going to allow it? Is there going to be an integrity fee for the leagues? Probably not. Which states will take more money for their stuff like roads and streets and all? But that's the issue that's going to shake up the horse industry more than a third or fourth Triple Crown in the next 5 years. So that's the beginning. Delaware, Jersey, and others were already starting the gambling really quickly, and it didn't take long.
What did you think of today at Monmouth Park and the Borgata with packed sports books with, I mean, thousands of people lined up and standing in line to place huge bets?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? But everybody should have expected it, right? And so when other states see that, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say, all right, let's move this through the state legislature because we got to make sure we get ours before our neighbors get theirs. And so we also have a new revenue source that's going to pay for a lot of public money stuff. When I was at the U.S. Conference of Mayors last weekend in Boston, that's all everybody's talking about is how do we get our revenue sooner than later and beat out the state next door? So that's the most familiar thing going on right now.
Roland Garros planning on putting a roof on that great place in Paris.
$414 million renovation, a roof. The cool thing is night matches on clay. It'll be kind of cool. And all four major tennis venues have had incredible renovations, $500 million. It's done for television. And what it means now is that all the majors can stay on track with the big-time matches and not worry about rain screwing them up.
Rick Harrell with us tonight in D.C., getting ready to go to South Africa, our Sports Business Insider. So the White House now will never have another sports franchise show up for their championship to visit the president. How embarrassing that now every single team that wins no longer goes to the White House because this guy doesn't like anyone.
Yeah, well, you know what's even worse, I think, is we're politicizing it all. And I understand you don't wave a magic wand, sing kumbaya, and make sure everything's okay. But the fact is that this is supposed to be a celebration of American triumph, not players getting together the night before a game and saying, no matter which one of us wins, we're not going anymore. And so, you know, I know the Eagles owner well, and I know that there are a lot of other owners who will not go themselves, but it's become a significantly political statement. And you remember years ago where it doesn't matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, or you didn't care at all, it was a celebration of victory. That's what it needs to be. Everybody knows that.
What is the Discovery deal with the PGA?
It's huge. 12-year, $2 billion. U.S. media giant planning to develop a Netflix-style video service delivering the coverage to consumers across the globe. 40 tour events, 140 tournaments annually. Yeah, they pay a lot. Paid $1.5 billion for European rights to the Winter Olympics, and Discovery could look to sublicense the tournaments back to the team, the networks that actually have them today. But it's going to shake up how golf is covered way beyond what Fox did with the USGA 3 years ago.
So you believe the Oliver Luck signing will help the XFL?
Well, I believe that he's going to make a lot of money, and also believe it's going to give him a little credibility. Vince McMahon has the wit and ability to spend money, create money. The fact that it's going to be another one of those new leagues, you know, CBS has its own league now, and there's another one that Tom Brady's agents put together. This is a third one. So we're going to start looking next year at dueling leagues, and maybe none of them work. But with Oliver Luck, it has a better chance.
So Baker Mayfield's landed a ton of sponsors already. Nike, Panini, you know, Leaf trading cards, Bose, New Era. He's got his Behind Baker Facebook Watch show following him before the draft. Sounds like he's doing all right.
He's doing all right before he even throws a pass, which is a lot different than the way Johnny Manziel did it in Cleveland a year before. So, you know, everybody's talking about the guy being a hothead and all. I think what he's going to do is to demonstrate that if he plays well and if he plays seriously, he's endorsable and he may be a gold mine.
So the Yankees minority shareholder, Pete Friend, is he buying the Aston Villa?
Well, yeah, he's putting an offer together, too, and it looks like he's one of the guys that is part of the whole American ownership that really wants to make sure that they buy as much as they can abroad, like Liverpool, like Man United, like Man City. A lot of owners over here are buying franchises over there, trying to make it work in both places.
Tech Top 5, Syracuse partners with Twitch.
Yeah, you know, Twitch is a big deal now. Esports, that's all they're doing is to put on a lot of these events. And, you know, 50 million community members for games, for video service. And they're also becoming competitive, not only with other industries, but Amazon and Google and all of the other networks that are going to make the next round of bidding negotiations really fun and creative for everybody, for all leagues, for all teams.
What is this sportscaster thing with cryptocurrency where fans can be sportscasters themselves during live sporting events?
Yeah, it's backed by David Stern and Vernon Davis and others. They're trying to rely on social media for athletic athletes, teams, leagues, etc., and the shift toward digital first distribution talks about the ability for fans to do commentary live streams. You, too, could be a broadcaster and be like Scott Farrell. I don't know, man. You know, when I come back in my next life, I'm going to be just like Scott Farrell. You think I could do it?
I believe that. The Power of Sports 5, your boy Carson Wentz launches a food truck in Philadelphia.
Well, yeah. You know, the guy is incredible. We've already talked about him and his family doing some things in Haiti. He's now putting together opportunities to bring food to everybody in Philly, but also to raise money to generate money for charity. And the guy is too good to be true. I found it interesting that Peterson named Foles the starter now, but just for the guy to recover, it's a great idea in Philly where you've got two really socially minded quarterbacks who are number one and 1A for the Eagles. A great situation to be in.
Have fun in South Africa. Say hi to Mr. Player for me, a friend of my show because of you. Great guy. I'm sure you'll have a fascinating experience. Make sure to send me a picture when you're standing next to a giant giraffe or elephant.
I will send you a lot of pictures, and I'm going to take 5-foot putts because the rule is that if you see an elephant herd coming, you can pick it up. So my scores will be really good.
One last note, Aharo. My basketball team, the Pharrell Ballers, winners of their eight championships now, and fourth undefeated 10-0 season, running the tables belly-to-belly last night with our eighth championship.
You are awesome. Do you need an agent?
I do need an agent, actually. Wait a minute. I already have one. Don't I give him too much?
Go talk to somebody else. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right, see you. Rick Haro, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. Going to South Africa, which sounds a lot more fun than coming into here. Carver High also adding that he wanted to punch Rick in the face at the end of the segment when he forgot what he was talking about on the last question I gave him, and he was just wandering helplessly naked in the woods with poison ivy everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.